At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm Nick Jansen, a holistic health anxiety coach. I specialize in helping people overcome anxiety and reclaim their lives through a holistic approach. I provide personalized coaching to guide individuals towards balance and well-being. Together, we'll develop coping strategies, explore root causes, and make positive life changes. So let's all say goodbye to anxiety and hello to a life filled with peace and vitality. Let's embark on this transformative journey together. In this episode of the podcast of Holistic Health Anxiety Coach, I'll be discussing something wonderful, setting intentions for better mental health. Guys, welcome to another podcast. This podcast was inspired by a short journey, short trip, a little breakaway into the mountains after traveling in a car for a few hours, towards my destination. Even though I know that the journey is much more important than my destination, the mindfulness of everything is everything. On this trip, to rejuvenate from stress and doing the same thing every day and feeling stuck. So we need our distractions in this life, especially when we have to deal with anxiety. We can't be stuck. We need to be loosened up. So it's once in a while, get out there in the mountains in Mother Nature. She will treat you right. She will tell you the way and make you feel calm. There's so much things to do. Climb a mountain. Go for a nice gentle walk along the creek or whatever it is for you. On this journey, I was hijacked. My mind was hijacked, you know. On my first day, it went all so well. It went to plan. But I look back now and reflect. I would have realized that I only set soft intentions. The soft walls that can be broken down easily with a big wave and the ocean. As I'm traveling through, I'm feeling a little bit fatigued. It's when the moments of fatigue in our holidays or our journey or our travels. But before that, even though I smiled and greeted other travelers on my path, my automatic pilot was switched on. I felt independent driving a car at 90 to 100 kilometers on the main roads. And this sense of freedom, there were like moments I felt really lost, and it was just lovely to be lost and not in mind. My mind was detached from thoughts or intrusive voices. However, this was short-lived as I enjoyed being on, idle by floating along with that smile of contentment, patience, and gratitude. It's just wonderful to be doing something different. And I smiled. I realized I captured myself smiling more regularly on this journey. Maybe it was like a connection between others on the same path as Mother Nature guided me through the trees and the walks in the forest. Then just like that, my past began to be hijacked by thoughts. It's like a faster speeding car beside me, overtaking me 120 kilometers an hour, leading me towards my past shames and guilts. That's how strange this happens. And for the next 5 kilometers in my path, I'm following this vehicle, the vehicle of shame and guilt. Yeah, so that kind of happens. And have you ever noticed this with yourself in your mind? Just like that, just like those intrusive thoughts that dominate our brains and minds. Been there many times. But let me tell you, it's like Totally. Like, do we need to do that? No, let me tell you, we don't need to do that. We just need to have the stronger walls and have a really strong intention. So now I ask myself, why did I allow all this to happen to me? Why did I allow this intrusive thoughts to dominate my thoughts? I reflect on this for a while. And so what I found was that I set soft boundaries and intentions for myself. Or maybe at times I just float without thinking or setting intentions, which was really more interesting as I journal this. And let me tell you, so it's so important to journal, reflect, because sooner or later we're going to repeat this pattern. Guaranteed. So floating without thinking or setting intention is disastrous. As if I don't have values of some sort, I have not created a pattern of value in my intentions of this journey. I think that through anxiety is caused because we don't set strong intentions. Not ones that we can be so hooked up on, or like ones that are kind of stern and direct and full of boundaries. One thing that we as people who are suffering from anxiety are challenged, we don't set intentions or we don't set boundaries. So important. So, on my next journey to the mountains or a quick trip away, it will be with these strong detached views of thoughts and intentions. So let's go deeper into this topic. But however, before we start, with a few quotes on the power of setting intentions, I'd like to quote a few. This is, setting goals is the first step in turning the invisible into visible. Tony Robbins. And second one, your intention creates your reality. By a beautiful person called Wayne Dyer. Your intentions create your reality. So, no soft intentions, no lucid intentions. For every moment, set your intention. This is the way I'm going to be feeling. I intention to feel today. There's no time for this anxiety. There's no time to be in the past. There's no time to be shameful or feel guilty about anything. Because today is a new day. It's so important to set intentions and how they can really shape our reality and ignite our passions and hold immense power for us. So this topic, the impact of setting intentions for our mental health. In today's like fast-paced and demanding world, many people struggle with anxiety, emotional detachments, and a sense of being overwhelmed. One of the powerful tools that can help address these challenges is setting intentions. Intentions are conscious, purposeful directions of thoughts and actions and towards a desired outcome. In this particular podcast, I want to explore how setting intentions can positively influence our mental health, reducing anxiety, emotional awareness, and promoting independence and decreasing the attachment and clinging behaviors. I repeat that. Promoting dependence and decreasing attachments to clinging behaviors or thoughts. So when we look at reducing anxiety, setting intentions can have a significant impact on anxiety levels. When we set an intention, a strong intention, we clarify our goals and focus on what matters most to us and what should be of concern, not things that are not in concern. Now, this process provides a sense of purpose and direction, helping us to alleviate this uncertainty and worry that we can get stuck into that often contribute to this anxiety or just take us away to another space of thought. Once we set and clear intentions, we can prioritize our actions and make decisions that align with our values. Reduce anxiety, inducing conflict and dilemmas in our life, and not catastrophizing so much, and not being stuck in that anxiety so much. Been there many times, let me tell you that. We look also at fostering emotional awareness. As intentions also play a crucial role in developing emotional awareness, when we set intentions, we become more attuned to our emotions and inner experiences. This heightened awareness allows us to identify and acknowledge our feelings and not neglect or not avoid our feelings, enhancing our ability to understand and manage them effectively. By being more awake or to our emotions, we can respond to them in much healthier and more constructive manner, promoting emotional well-being and resilience. And when we look in promoting independence, how does this promote independence? Well, you see, when we set intentions, this empowers us to take control of our lives and assert our independence. By consciously now determining our intention, strong ones, not soft ones, remember, got to have those walls to be built out of pure brick, not sand, we become less influenced by the external factors and social expectations of us. This independence cultivates a sense of self-resilience, self-confidence, leading to improved mental health. When we are independent of thought, we are more likely to make decisions that align with our true desires and values. Again, reflecting on our values, promoting a sense of fulfillment and a commitment and contentment. And also, it decreases the attachment and clinging behaviors in us. Our intention can help us reduce the attachments and clinging behaviors. We're always stuck on the clingingness. When we set the intention, we develop a clear understanding of what we want to achieve or the experience that we are craving for. A want. The clarity allows us to detach ourselves from outcomes and let go of unnecessary attachments, ones that can hijack our travels, our path. Remember, it's the journey that's more important than the destination. On our destinations, we will encounter this hijacking of thought. But don't allow it, because this journey is so valuable to us. So we can be clear, so we can detach ourselves from outcomes and let go of unnecessary attachments. They're unnecessary, but you believe that they're necessary, but you believe that that's all there is. But let me tell you, there's much more, and we don't need to go there. We have the power of the mind, just like the simple two quotes that I mentioned. Now, by focusing on our intention rather than fixating on specific outcomes or catastrophes or the future or the past, we become less reliant on external validations and more kind of accepting of the uncertainty. Embrace the uncertainty, some say, and accept that it's part of our life. That'll set us free. Now, this shift in the mindset here can lead to reduced anxiety, increased adaptability, and great emotional well-being. So when we look at this again, It is so, so important to, let me tell you again, it is so, so important. From my experience, it's so, so important to notice and say thank you for that intrusive thought. Thank you for making me feel so shameful, so guilty, so incapable, because I know the truth. The truth is, I am capable, I am worthy, and I am valuable. So when we put it together now, when we set these intentions are a powerful practice that can significantly impact our mental health. By clarifying our goals, intentions, help us reduce anxiety, provide a sense of purpose and direction. Moreover, setting intentions fosters emotional awareness, enabling us to better understand and manage our emotions. Additionally, intentions promote independence by empowering us to make choices aligned with our true values. What do you value in your journey? And when you catch that intrusive thought, again, it would lead you to the greater fulfillment. And one more thing. Let me tell you one more thing. Setting intentions can really help reduce your attachments and clinging behaviors, allow you to let go of unnecessary attachments and embrace this uncertainty rather than hook onto it, cling onto it. So when we put all this together and we put this into practice, setting these strong intentions into our daily lives, we have a transforming effect on our mental health. Now that is worthwhile. This allows us to navigate life with a greater clarity, emotional awareness, and independence. Now let's set those intentions, become more present, attuned with our emotions, and then promote a sense of fulfillment in reducing this anxiety. Ultimately, setting intentions empowers us to live more authentically with ourselves and consciously leading to improved mental well-being. So that is a wonderful way to almost end this podcast, to really set these intentions. We have the power. And thing is, we've been given this willpower to do that with thought. We just don't know how powerful we are until we realize it. So I encourage you to file this podcast somewhere, because it's simply a lifesaver. So I just want to finish up also with two more quotes. The most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire. I'll repeat that. The most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire. That's the author of that one. And then another one, intentions compressed into words unfold magical power. I'll repeat again. Intentions compressed in words unfold magical power, from Deepak Chopra. Friends, thank you for this opportunity to share this with you. I hope that you found it really, really educational, and that it maybe allowed you to see things different ways, and maybe allowed you to maybe go back in your past and see that you do have the possibility of change. And if you thought this was worthwhile to you, and you know that someone could use this particular information, and please, by all means, pass on the information, share it, like it. And hopefully one day, when you feel in tune with this, then you've had enough of anxiety, you can just call me, because I'll leave my Kalindi calendar address below this podcast in description form, and hopefully we can stay in touch. Hopefully one day we can share a few words. And I am offering a complimentary free session for anyone that feels they need just to chat, just to get to know you a bit better. Because no man is an island. No man needs to do this alone. You're not alone on this journey. Friends, blessing for this day. May you be in abundant thought. May you have an abundant life. And bye from me, from Nick here, Nick Jansov, Holistic Health Coach for Anxiety. And bye for now.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.